Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm your host, Amy Revell. I'm so pleased to be here with you. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about my own journey over the last about 10 days in this episode, and it's what's triggered me to record an episode on environmental hazards. You may have listened to last week's episode where I said, oh, my voice is pretty nasty. I've had asthma because I was doing some renovations and had not looked after myself as well as I should have. And then I had another drama unfold this week around environmental hazards and thought, you know what? I'm going to do you guys a favor. I'm going to record an episode of the woeful tales of Amy's, you know, hurting herself and being injured while doing things around the house that you may also fall into. But as professional organizers, we often speak to people and are called in when an environmental hazard has been identified. So it might be like an airborne hazard. There might be dust or mold particulates or, you know, different things that are causing a home to be unsafe. Or it might be a hazardous environment. So you go into a home and the things are piled really high, or you can't quite get into spaces, or someone's climbing over something to get into their bed, or they're cooking a meal with like piles of paperwork right next to the stove. So there's kind of environmental hazards that are caused by the clutter, and so you need to clear those out. What I want to focus on today, though, is the environmental hazards of clearing the clutter, which is the things that I've been dealing with. And so my team and professional organizers all over the world, we're so familiar with walking in to see a client, walking into a job, and we've got our uniform on and we're looking lovely, and walking out and we're absolutely covered in animal hair and dust and grot, and we've been under beds and in awkward positions to climb up onto things and under things and around things and carry things. And so there are a lot of risks associated with doing the task of decluttering. And so that's the one I want to focus on today, is how do you mitigate some of these risks? You can hear my voice is still a little bit asthmy, but that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, if you're someone who's about to tackle a decluttering job in your house, how do you protect yourself? How do you protect your respiratory health, your physical health, and that those of the people that you live with? So I'm an asthmatic. I actually didn't develop asthma until I was an adult. And really it started as getting like that, you know, they call it like thunderclap asthma. I got that a couple of times and then I'm an asthmatic. It's been very annoying and, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it does mean I have to be particularly careful with it when I'm with clients. And so if you're decluttering in your own home, know that it's really, really normal for dust to be aggravated while you're beginning the decluttering process. That aggravation is because you are moving things and disturbing the dust. You're moving things away from walls where they may not have been moved in years. You're unpacking boxes, you're pulling things off shelves. Like you are actively disrupting dust. And so, of course, it's going to be airborne and it's going to be in your lungs. So even if you're just working at home on your own, or you're helping your partner out, or your mum or your friend, consider popping a mask on. Masks do a great job at just filtering some of that dust out of the air that you're breathing in, which will make your lungs so much happier at the end of it. Because ultimately, you don't want to be taken out by decluttering. You want decluttering to be a job that you can come and go and do as you want and help people out, and not one where you're like, okay, can I afford to have an asthma attack? Can I afford to get bronchitis? Can I afford all these things? And so from an airborne particulate perspective, there may be mold that you don't even know is in a space. So often when it comes to mold, you won't know there's mold until you can see it. And by the time you can see it, the particulate load is enormous and already having really strong effects on your immune system and your body. And so just chucking a mask on or kind of knowing your environment, thinking, oh yeah, we did have a leak in that room. Maybe we should get it checked out before I go and declutter that room and pull everything out of the back of the wardrobe. Because I know that I've left many a job in the past going, oh, my chest is a bit tight, or I'm a bit short of breath, or I'm coughing more than usual. And so just look after yourselves. Do what you need to do. Put a mask on. Put an air purifier on. They are fantastic, and you can get them for relatively inexpensive amounts from places like Kmart or IKEA. Like, air purifiers are an excellent tool for decluttering because it will just move it around with you. Have a portable one and just move it around to the room that you're in, because as I said, you are naturally disrupting things. And if you're disrupting things and you've got the air purifier trying to mitigate the disruption that you're doing, you're actually creating an environment that's safer for you, and it's going to be more enjoyable to be in. And think about it too, when you're, you know, moving things and decluttering and you're creating dust, just grab a damp cloth and just wipe things over. Because if you're just like dusting or blowing or just moving the dust around, that's not helping anyone. You actually want to remove the dust, and the dust needs something to stick to. So a damp cloth or a microfiber cloth is the best way to do that. And that's just some ways you can look after your lungs. If you're helping someone, if you're a professional organizer and you're helping someone who might be a cigarette or drug smoking person and they do it inside the house, just open up external doors and windows. Get some airflow through, pop a mask on, because you don't want to be having effects on your body unnecessarily from something that should be enjoyable, and that's decluttering. And look, even if it's not enjoyable, even if you're not a weirdo like me who loves it, at least you want it to be something that you're not put off by. And so just think about, like, how do you tackle a decluttering job whilst also looking after your own respiratory health? And then enter the drama that I had this week. I ended up in hospital this week, not because of my asthma, because of another incident. I was bitten by a spider. I don't know when or how. It just showed up last Thursday, this big welt on my arm with two very distinct fang marks, and we assume it was a spider. And because of the way that it swelled and the infection that came about, they're assuming it was a whitetail spider. Now, I had thought incorrectly that if you got a spider bite, all you had to do was take Panadol and you'd be fine. I knew that if you got like a funnel web spider bit you, you have to call 000 because that's like life-threatening straight away. But I didn't realize that other spider bites can become so severely infected. So after 5 days, it had started to, I think it's called necrosis, where the flesh had started to die. It's pretty gross. The infection was then spread. So I got bit in the middle of my arm, and the infection had spread to the point where I sometimes couldn't feel the back of my hand, and my glands all the way up under my armpits into my neck, all of my glands were swollen, and I was actually starting to get quite sick. So a friend suggested I went to the doctor, which I did, and he was like, oh my gosh, why have you waited so long? That's a really bad infection. You need to go on some strong antibiotics. If you start to get a fever or feel unwell, you need to get straight to hospital because it can turn to sepsis. Hello, that's not what I needed, midweek little spider bite. Sure enough, the fever started. I started to get really unwell. And I said to Cal, oh, I really don't want to do this, but I think we're going to have to go into hospital because it can become life-threatening at that point. Going to hospital, they were amazing. I didn't have to wait. They just took me straight through. Obviously, it was worse than I thought, because you know when sometimes you go to hospital and you have to wait for a long time, you're like, yeah, that's expected. Like, I know, you know, but you got to wait. You got to take your turn. But sometimes when you go in and there's a waiting room full of people and they look at you and assess you and then like, just come this way, you start to go, uh-oh, I think things are worse than I thought. I've had that happen a couple of times with the kids. I can't remember a time where it's happened to me, but got in straight away, nurses there taking bloods, doctor walks in and is like, we are going to have to do some serious things here because you have started to show signs of sepsis and it's quite a severe infection you've got there. And so, you know, it wasn't fun. It still really hurts. I think it's day 11, 10 or 11 now. It still hurts. And so what I want to encourage you to do is when you are decluttering, now I don't think I got this decluttering. I think probably it was either doing the renovations or maybe it was just in my sleep. I'm in a part of Melbourne where whitetails are not uncommon. But I want to encourage you that there are environmental hazards like spiders when you're decluttering. I've been in homes where there have been snakes. We've been in homes where there have been big, ugly spiders. And sometimes you just need to glove up. Or you might need to just wear a long sleeve top if you know that the space that you're working in is prone to spiders. Or just, you know, don't be an idiot and like I was, just go see a doctor if you happen to be bitten by a spider and don't wait till you're in hospital and, you know, you learn things like this is the end result can sometimes be like amputation and things like that. And I was like, oh, probably shouldn't have left it so long. But when you're in an environment, even if it's your own home and you're decluttering, it's important to keep your environment safe. If you're pulling everything out of a cupboard and you're laying piles all over a room and you're stacking things up and you're creating an almighty mess, and then you have to get up to get a glass of water, go to the toilet, answer your phone, whatever, don't create a situation when you then have to tiptoe, climb over, maneuver your body in a way that you could potentially fall and hurt yourself. It can, like I have once had this happen. I was working in a client's home who had hoarding disorder. And the house was so cluttered that when I turned around to pick up my water bottle, I actually severely hurt my back because physically you couldn't actually turn your whole body around. You had to twist. So don't create unnecessary environmental hazards physically for yourself. Think about how do I get out of this room? If you're in a house that's not your own, how do I exit the house if I have to? How do I not have, you know, don't sit on the floor next to a pile of heavy papers that could easily fall on you and injure you. Even though you think they might be stable, either reduce the pile against the wall or position yourself in a way where you're less vulnerable. Like sitting on the floor is going to make you more vulnerable to things falling on you, whereas putting piles up all around you and then trying to kind of, you know, do the floor is lava with clutter is going to potentially, you're going to trip or you're going to hurt yourself. And then think about things like spiders and bugs and cockroaches and snakes and all of the things that can hide in amongst clutter. Now, I had a team member the other day was working and they messaged me and said, oh, just found a snake underneath a cabinet. Now, they were working in a shed. Snakes can get inside your house as well, like don't get me wrong, but it's much more likely that they're going to be in a shed or in a storage space or a garage or something like that. But look out for your environment. If you can see that there are termites flying in the air, put a mask on so you're not breathing those in. Think about how you can keep yourself safe while you're decluttering in your own home and with others. But predominantly for most of you, decluttering in your own home is the way that you're going to be doing your decluttering. So keep yourself safe. It may seem like a little bit like, oh, Amy's taken on the OH&S role, which I totally have because it's hit me twice in the last 2 weeks and I don't want it to hit you. I don't want you to go, oh, I hurt myself. I got injured. I've been taken out by asthma. I've got pneumonia. Think about these things. My son came and helped me declutter a family member's house probably 5 years ago and we found a whole heap of mold. So we threw masks on and we were just really careful and stuff, but he still ended up with pneumonia within 24 hours. Now he's got quite vulnerable lungs due to some other conditions. But it didn't take long for the pneumonia to set in. And I don't want that for you guys. So keep yourselves safe. Think about how, you know, pre-think and pre-plan when you're decluttering so that you don't end up in spaces where you're trapped or you're creating the floor is lava with decluttering because that is not good or safe or fun for anyone. So that's my PSA for you from self-experience and if anyone wants to see a photo of my spider bite, let me know. Maybe it would freak too many of you out. Actually, it was pretty gross. But other PSA, if you get bitten by a nasty spider, just go see a doctor and don't wait 5 days before it starts to die and the flesh starts to eat itself. That is my suggestion for you. I also wanted to shout out, so many of you have been joining my paperwork course over the last month or two. I think there's been like 80 people have joined in that period. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're stuck on your paperwork and you're not sure where to start, and you really need a simple system to follow that's easy to set up and simple to maintain, jump into the show notes. You can see I've got the link to the paperwork course there, or just jump online, theartofdecluttering.com.au/paperwork. Come and join the course. It's only $97. You get lifetime access. It handles everything from medical documentation to legal and financial, and your household and your manuals and your will and your finances. It encompasses everything. And it gives you really simple to follow flowcharts of what to do with every single piece of paper or digital file that you will ever have in your life. So it comes highly recommended by so many people who have done it, and just goes to show when there's people telling each other about it, there's this big influx of people coming and joining. So I hope that would help you as well to come and join my paperwork course, and be safe while you declutter. And I'm going to go rest this very sad and beaten up arm of mine. And I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, enjoy the freedom. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people, who are the traditional custodians of the land this podcast is recorded on. I would also like to pay respects to their elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to rate and review the show on your podcast app. That will help others to find the Art of Decluttering podcast as well. If you'd like any more information, you can visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook and join today. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.